In heavenly armor we'll enter the land, the battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand, the battle belongs to the Lord. And we will sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength.
Darkly gathers, but our hearts within us stay. yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise. Soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and he tells us we may know. Yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. I will not falter, I will not faint. He is my shepherd, I am not afraid. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. He will uphold me all of my days. I am surrounded by mercy and grace. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. I will not waver walking by faith. He will be strong to deliver me safe. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Will you bow with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you now, giving you thanks for all of our many blessings. We thank you so much for the time we have tonight to come and to worship you, and for the time we have this morning. We thank you for all the kids who have made it through their school year and are fixing to enjoy summer. We think of those that are fixing to go to Camp Bandina, dear Heavenly Father, and those that are the adults that are helping to make that possible. Please keep them safe, be with their health, and just let them have a great time to grow emotionally and spiritually and in your word, and bring them back home to us safely. We thank you so much for this church and all the members of the congregation here. We want to say a special prayer for some of those that are fixing to have surgery, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some, but I think of Celine this week, and I think of Robert as well in a couple weeks, and just the many others that we have on our prayer list, dear Heavenly Father. Please be with them. We know there's others in our congregation who need special prayers for reasons that you may know that some of us may not even know, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you be with them, and we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that we be a congregation that help those in their times of need, that we really step up, that we share when we have needs, and that those of us that get the opportunity to really help others. And help us do the same thing for the world around us and for our community. We thank you so much for your Son who came to this earth and died on the cross so that we can know, so that we can have, be with you one day in heaven, and also, dear Heavenly Father, that we can know how to live our lives. And we thank you for the word that you gave us as well. Please help us to study it, help us to study it and learn it and to live it when we leave this place. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Good evening, let us sing together. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, join in a song with sweet accord, and thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. We're marching on to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, beautiful city of God. The hill of Zion yield a thousand sacred sweets. Before we teach the heavenly field, before we teach the heavenly field, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets. We're marching on to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Amen. My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows His pain. He sees His tears. He understands.
By His love, out of the angry waves, He's the master of the sea, builds his will away. He, your Savior, wants to be, he saved today. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Psalms chapter 47, verses 1 through 7. Clap your hands, all people. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm.
If you're able, let's stand as we sing this song together. Worthy of praise, or worthy art thou?
Worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer. Worthy of glory, honor and power. Worthy of all our soul's adoration. Worthy art thou. Worthy art thou. Worthy of riches, blessing and honor. Worthy of wisdom, glory and power. lift up thy voice in praise and devotion. Saints of all earth before him should bow. Angels in heaven worship him, saying, worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving, worthy art thou.
A bit. Cuts off the bottom of the screen, so.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. It's how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray. Through his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous
story
of the Christ, who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory.
Jesus
healed me, faint was I from many a fall. Sight was gone and fears possessed me, but he freed me from them all.
Yes, I'll sing
the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me.
Saints in glory
gathered by the crystal sea. He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. Then he'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet.
Yes, I'll sing
the wondrous story of the Christ
who died for me.
Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by
the Christ.
crystal sea.
The crystal sea.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. No sad farewells, no tears.
If you hadn't noticed, the scriptures tonight are from Psalms for a very good reason. We're praising God in song today, and I thought it was only right that we should read most of our scriptures from the Psalms. So the one I'm going to read now is from Psalms 8, verses 1 through 9. And I think I've got room to do another one. I've got time to do another one, and I'm going to do that also. But Brock won't have that put up. So if you'll turn to Psalms 8, verses 1 through 9. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to steal the enemy and the avenger. And when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the fields, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And we have to say amen to that. The other one I thought I was going to read, and I'm going to go ahead and read it. And I just have a feeling about this. This psalm, you all know this song. You can probably quote this psalm. It's Psalms 23. And for some reason, it's in my heart tonight to read this psalm. If you'll turn to Psalms 23, you can read with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May we all be able to say that someday. I just wanted to say a couple of things. First off, I want to thank, if you think about it, I think we, the men who have led us in worship today with the singing, I think that covers most everybody that's available. And I just want to say that we are blessed to have these men here with this talent and their willingness to serve this congregation. And I really appreciate them being willing to do this tonight. You know, this service, we've not done this service in a little over a year now. What? Maybe a year and 3 months, something like that. So I was scrambling a little bit to figure out what we were going to do, to go back and figure out what we had done before. This is a little bit different than most of our Sunday night services, but if you don't get a lift from this, then we've forgotten the joy in singing praise to God, and so I hope we never forget that. But because we're doing something a little bit different than our normal routine, we don't want to leave without the opportunity to offer an invitation to all those who are present this evening. You know, Jesus invites us all to repentance, to accept his plan for salvation, and to obey his word. And whether you need to accept Jesus as your Savior to be baptized, or you're a baptized believer who needs the prayers of this church, or you need to make things right with your God, tonight our Savior invites you to come forward now as we stand and sing.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where he is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground, for the Lord. present, and where he is, his holy. We are standing.
We gather here in Jesus' name.
love is burning in our hearts like living flame. For through the loving Son, the Father makes us one. Come take the bread, come drink the cup, come share the Lord. No one is a stranger here. Everyone belongs. Finding our forgiveness here, we enter, forgive all wrong. He joins us here. He breaks the bread. The Lord who pours the cup is risen from the dead. The one we love the most is now our gracious host. Come take the bread, come drink the cup, come share the Lord. We are now a family of which the Lord is head. The one singing meets us here in the breaking of the bread. We'll gather soon where angels sing. We'll see the glory of our Lord and coming King. Now we anticipate the feast for which we wait. Come take the bread, come drink the cup, come share the Lord.
This is a very special week for us, and we all know that tomorrow's a holiday, and we know that's the holiday called Memorial Day. And we mostly, I think all of us will know what that stands for within our country, for those men and women in our armed services especially, and other emergency services that put their life on the line all the time for us, and many have lost their life in doing that. And so we set aside a Memorial Day as a country. And God, in His wisdom, set aside a special time. Jesus instituted among His disciples the last night he was with them, what we call the memorial service or communion service. And we know that Jesus told His apostles in talking to them just before He left this earth that no one can do anything better for a friend than put their life on the line and lay their life down. He did that for us. As we think of that and we remember, as Jesus asked us, He said, "This do as oft as you do it in remembrance of me." Let's bow in prayer for the bread. Dear Father in heaven, we're so thankful for the fact that you were willing and Jesus was willing to love us so much, to execute your plan to have Him come to the earth to live and die and be resurrected and return to you on our behalf, to die at that cross to give His body in our stead. And as those partake of the bread at this time, let us stop and remember that sacrifice that He made of His body and what it has done for us, and open our avenue of prayer, our avenue of spending eternity with you. Let those that take of that at the bread at this time do so in a manner that's worthy. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll continue in prayer as we talk about the fruit of the vine. Dear Father in heaven, as we continue in this prayer and this memorial service, we know that it was necessary for Jesus to shed His blood and die in our stead to give us the forgiveness of sins and the remittance of all of our transgressions that we have made and that we continue to make. We pray that you forgive us for the sinful life that we live. Help us to vow and make every effort to walk worthy of that blood sacrifice of Christ on the cross, that we try to live our lives as close to the life that he showed us how to live as we can. And as we partake of this fruit of the vine, we stop and remember that sacrifice, the blood he shed. And we thank you and Jesus so much for that sacrifice. And we do this in his name. Amen.
One more song.
Keith, thank you for setting this up. Thank you for arranging it with all the different men that are participating this evening. I know it takes a lot for your job to try to find those that are available that are willing to help out in different roles, and you've always done a good job with that, and I appreciate it. And thanks to Shelby and Victor and Tommy as well. I've enjoyed the singing. I always enjoy the singing. But these evenings, when we just get to praise God, to me, it makes my heart beat stronger. New song, Oceans. Who has ever sung this song before? This group is going to have to sing out louder. It's a beautiful song. I actually heard it for the first time, I believe, at Kleinwood, at one of the singing evenings that they had up there. Very beautiful song. So those that do know it, sing out. Those that don't, I'm sure you'll pick it up very quickly and sing out as well. Since it is our last song, if it is convenient for you, let's be standing for this, and then we'll have a seat for the final prayer and announcements.
You call me in out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep. Faith will stand. I call your name. Keep my eye o'er the waves, resting in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine, oh, your grace abounds in deepest waters, your sovereign hand will be my guide, where feet may fail and fear surround me, you never fail. You won't start now. I'll call your name. Keep my eyes o'er the waves, resting in your embrace. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders, and we walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. I call your name, keep my eyes o'er the waves.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for all the many wonderful blessings you bring to us each and every day. We thank you for this opportunity we've had today to come together in fellowship, in peace and comfort, to hear a message from your word, fellowship together, and sing your praises. And the special assembly tonight is singing your praises especially. Heavenly Father, it's such a blessing to us. We pray that all we've done has been pleasant in your sight. As we depart from this place, please be with us and bless us in all that we do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A couple of quick announcements real quick. I know I mentioned this morning, please take a look at the bulletin. We have a long prayer list on the back, and there's a lot of folks that really do need your prayers. So please take a look at the bulletin and do that. A couple of updates, again, as I mentioned this morning again. So Robert Vaughn will be having knee replacement surgery on Tuesday the 8th, so a week from Tuesday. Please keep Robert in your prayers. Please keep Bonnie Bobadilla in your prayers also. She has continued back issues. I don't know if she's back out of the hospital. I've not heard. Mark, is she out or is she still there? Not sure. Okay. And again, let's keep Celine Simmons in our prayers as she's having surgery on Wednesday. The only other announcement is upcoming events. Again, check the bulletin for other upcoming events. But the big event is Bandina. So a week from today, not Saturday, but Sunday, a week from today, we'll meet here at 8:30, have a short Devo, and then travel by van to Bandina together. Okay? So keep the Bandina campers in your prayers also. Any other announcements? If not, we are dismissed.